You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, look, Daisy Dozen has volunteered to do the family washing. She's standing by the tub, telling Unky.
Now, Unky, I want to do this all by myself.
Well, nobody's stopping you, Daisy.
Hand me the Dove, please.
Here it is.
It says right on the box, Dove, new type soap, quick and safe for everything in your wash.
Of course, Ma, all it does is everything. These dirty work shirts and these towels and these frilly pink things.
They're my pink rayon panties.
Oh.
Unky, dear, would you mind sorting everything out for me?
Oh, gosh, Daisy. Oh, say, I just remembered I gotta go next door.
Please, Unky, just while I pour in the dust.
Well, okay. Yeah, I'll put these white things here together.
My, those towels are dirty.
Oh, Duz will get them white.
I know. Ma says she's never had whiter washes than Duz does.
Yeah, white as snow.
Now, Unky, get all the nice colored things ready.
Oh, honest, Daisy, I gotta go.
Ma always says Duz is safer for the pretty colors we wash.
Well, says so right on the Duz box. Say, ain't you got that Duz in yet?
No, Unky dear. Oh, don't forget Pa's work shirts and overalls.
What do you mean, don't forget them?
Gee, Pa gets his overalls dirty at that war plant. Of course, with Dove, there won't be any hard scrubbing. Ma says no soap can beat Dove for getting clothes clean easy.
Yep. Well, so long, Daisy.
Oh, Unky, since I'm so busy, well, would you just go ahead and start the washing? The Dove is in. I'll turn on the machine for you.
Oh, you're sure you're not working too hard, Daisy?
Certainly not. You know, Unky, really, wash day's not bad at all.
Well, especially when you got me and Dove doing everything.
Well, now, you ladies may not have Unky to help on wash day, but you can get Dove. You know, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, only Dove gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest wartime clothes. Remember, Dove does more. Why, Dove does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Well, after floundering around in the maze which Florence and Anne brought to her house, Molly Goldberg feels she has her feet firmly set on a road that will lead to some light. You see, all along, Molly has suspected that Anne has been far from a good friend to Florence, mainly because Anne has consistently encouraged Florence to divorce her husband. Molly is old-fashioned enough to believe in fighting desperately to maintain a marriage which has gone on happily for nearly 15 years. And now Molly knows that Anne has been lying, especially about one thing. Molly was going to go to New York to see Florence's husband, Eugene, and Anne pretended that she didn't know that Eugene was out of town. But Molly found out that not only does Anne know that, but she knows where Eugene is as well. Why the secret? Listen.
Molly, we have to do something.
David, we will, but we have to be smart.
Molly, I can't believe it.
I believe it, David. I believe it because I heard it with my own ears.
Molly, you sure when you called Eugene's office that...
The girl said to me when I said, hello, is this Eugene Cronin's office? I want to speak to Mr. Cronin. She said, Mr. Cronin is out of town. And the only one that knows where he is Anne, Miss Franklin. Jay?
Jay,
darling, if you're going upstairs, darling, ask Florence and Anne if they want to play gin rummy. I'll get the cards and I'll fix some fruit so we can nibble. Yes, sir? Oh, and Jake, sweetheart, darling, if you're going upstairs, bring me my sweater so I can throw it on me. And throw something on yourself, too. Yes, dear?
I will, Molly.
Go, darling, sweetheart, angel. Go, dear.
Molly, why don't I tell Florence? Why didn't you let me tell Florence that Anne said?
We can, David. We can before Florence will know that we were going to New York and Florence didn't want us to go to New York to speak to Eugene, darling. She didn't, dear, please. David, why don't you listen to me, darling? We have to be smart. Only one goal we have to accomplish.
Yes, what?
Eugene and Florence must not be divorced.
Why should Anne say she didn't know where Eugene is when she knew?
Is that the first lie? Is that the first lie Anne told me? She lied plenty, more than once. And there must be a good reason, David. There must be a good reason why she didn't want us to go to New York and why she don't want us to know where Eugene is and why she don't want to know if Florence should know where Eugene is. There must be a good reason and a big reason, David.
So what must we do, ma'am?
First, David, we have to know and we have to find out where Eugene is. And secondly, we must find out why Anne is pushing the divorce. Why she wants Florence to take her house because that's a separate domicile. And she knows legally that means the first step to a divorce. Why does she want a divorce?
And then Florence is so blind.
Because she thinks Anne is her friend.
What a friend.
All right. Maybe she is. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we don't see. Maybe we don't understand. Maybe it's too complicated. Maybe. Maybe. Anne is the one that says there's another woman. So who is the other woman? What kind of a woman is she to break up a marriage that endured for 15 years and was blessed by two beautiful children? David, darling, we have to be smart, and you have to be smart with me. We have to find out first what we can. And the only way we can find out, darling, is with smiles, with sugar, with honey, with compliments. And not before we're sure can we say anything to Florence about Anne, because her confidence in Anne is like the rock of Gibraltar, David,
oh,
darling. Like the...
Oh, shut.
Sit, David, sit. We're going to play gin rum. Change your face and be happy.
How can I, Mom?
Sing. Let Florence see you're happy. Florence, darling, we're going to play gin rummy.
Yes.
Where's the card, David?
Here, Molly.
Thank you. Sing. Come, Florence, darling. Come, dear. Sit, Florence. Papa's feeling so good.
Hilarity?
I feel well.
Hilarity? David feels well. Sit, darling. Anne is not playing, Jim.
She's doing homework with the children.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Sit, David.
What are we playing?
We're going to play gin rummy, darling, gin rummy. Sit, Florence, dear.
Yes.
Push over the chair nicely. Everybody's comfy?
Yes. Everybody is comfy.
You're comfy, darling. Thank you. Gin rummy, sit, darling. I'll tassel, huh? Tassel. I'll be the first to tassel. And, So how many cards? Each one 10, huh?
Is this the first time you're playing?
For such things, my memory is short. I'm dealing, huh? Dealing 10 to everybody. We're playing partners, playing four around. Four around, huh?
Yes.
All right, that'd be four around. Pick up. Pick up, everybody.
I'll take an apple, please.
An apple, yes, darling. The green is beautiful. My nothing. You play first, Florence. You got to put out and then you got to take.
Yeah, put out and take.
So put out and take. Take together the cards, David. Take together the cards. Maybe Anne wants to play. I can go up with the children.
But are you so good to Anne all of a sudden?
Why all of a sudden, Drake? At first I was mistaken a little bit about Anne.
I told you she was wonderful.
She is.
Very.
Very. It takes time. It takes time to realize. I see what she means. Everything is for your welfare, Florence. I see that. You take a card, David. After all, Florence knows Anne longer than I know Anne. First, I thought Florence wasn't using her own head.
If Anne's head is better than Florence's head?
It's not a question of better. It's a compliment, Jake. It's a question of who's better informed. Take a card, darling.
You play Uncle Jake.
I know.
Take a card.
I got to see what I have here.
How long does Anne know Eugene, Florence?
Longer than I do.
Mm-hmm.
They went to college together.
Oh. And you met Eugene after. You played Jake, darling.
I did.
Oh, you did? Excuse me. Beg your pardon. Let me see. Anne was never married, huh, Florence?
No.
Mm-hmm. She never even had a fella.
I suppose she's had men interested in her.
Just interested. She was never in love.
Who asked such questions?
Oh, Drake, when women get together, they ask questions. You'd be surprised.
Play if you're playing.
Oh, it's mine play, huh? Let me see if it's mine play. Let me see whatever. Did you ever meet Anne's relations, Florence?
No, I didn't.
No? She talks about them.
Not much.
Are you playing?
I have to think, Jake, dear. I have to think. It's so hard to see what I have to do here when you have to break up a pair. Such a break. Then everything is changed. If I break this, and it's wrong, if I buy another one, maybe it will be not right neither. I caught in life. Chance. Better to hold what you have. Maybe you'll take what comes. Break it up or not, that's the question. Maybe it's better to keep it.
Aunt Molly, you're not being very subtle. I want my divorce. I'm not just going to wait. I'm going to break it up.
I didn't say I'm...
You implied it. I can see it on your faces. I know what you're thinking. But what do you want me to do? What is there to do? Do you think I like this? Do you think I want it? I'm not going to run crawling to Eugene and beg him to take our marriage and make it over. I tried that. You made me try it. You, Aunt Molly, and you, Papa.
I only meant Flanders.
I know what you meant. I know what you all mean. You think the worst thing in the world is for this marriage to break up. But you don't know what the worst thing is. It was the months, the years even, of suspecting, of hoping, of doubting. There's somebody else. Do you think I can change that now in one moment by falling to my knees and begging him to come back? It's nothing I've done. It's something that's happened. It's all over.
But, Flanders...
What is there to have any buts about? Where's Eugene now? No one can reach him. This is the first time in his life that he's gone away without leaving word where he can be reached. No one knows where he is, not even Anne.
How do you know?
Anne told me. Even she doesn't know.
Well, perhaps this isn't the first time that Anne has lied to Florence. And this lie is one that Molly can very easily explode when the opportunity arises. Well, sometimes we find inspiration in very surprising ways. Take Daisy Dozen's boyfriend, Donald. He said...
Oh, I get awful tired waiting for Daisy. But if those Duzz Suds can stand up till the last dish is finished, well, I guess I can stand up and wait, too.
Attaboy. You know, that's not all Duzz does. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash and has everything for dishes, too. Duzz makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done... Cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. By the way, those Duzz suds stand up. You don't have to keep adding soap. Duzz cuts tough grease in less than half a minute, too. Yet it leaves hands soft and smooth. Better change to Duzz, ladies. It has everything for dishes. And friends, remember, soap contains vital war materials. So if your dealer's out of Duzz one day, try him the next. His supply is on its way. Meanwhile, don't waste Duzz. See that every bit of Duzz you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly matches maneuvers with Anne. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the Dozens do. Let Duzz, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.